Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast on this 24th of January 2017. As we discuss the world of sports and pop culture, as always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me on Twitter at William Gerald or follow me on Instagram at Real Gerald Quinn. Good morning. Good morning, 12:30 a.m. You had to get in this late podcast. I couldn't let the Super Bowl 51 be upon us. Less than 2 weeks two weeks to go. Coming off those great championship games that we saw yesterday, I couldn't go. You know, a couple weeks without talking about that. Right, everybody saw the woodshed specials with Atlanta. In New England. I know. I was expecting more to, but it's been the theme of the playoffs. I mean, we've had one classic, one good game out of all these playoff games, and that was of course Dallas and Green Bay. I want to begin with the Patriots, and you know, it's funny with the Patriots. The first football game I ever watched was the Patriots getting their ass whooped against the Bears in the 85 Super Bowl. That was my first recollection of watching a football game was Super Bowl, and what was that, 19? I'm going to say that was 19. Bear fans, I'm sure, will be quick to correct me. But that, of course, everybody knows what happened. That was the 46-10 drumming that the Bears gave the Patriots, William Refrigerator Perry scoring a touchdown instead of Walter Payton, and you know, greatest defense of all time with the 85 Bears. Maybe the 2000 Ravens would have something to say about that 15 years later. But I thought about that last night as I'm watching now the model, just the standard of the NFL. And listen, I hate the Patriots. I hate them with a passion. But if I were starting an organization, I would want to know what the Patriots are doing that keeps them at this level, that has them in their seventh Super Bowl in 16 years. I'm telling you, and I despise the Patriots. But you can't deny that they're just better than everybody else. They're smarter. They have probably the greatest quarterback of all time. He can cement that with a win in a couple of weeks. Arguably the greatest coach of all time, though I still say Vince Lombardi. Remember Vince Lombardi, for those of you, you know, who didn't watch Vince Lombardi or know a lot about Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi was lost one playoff game in his whole entire career. Five championships, lost one playoff game. And took a terrible Redskins team, to a winning record before he, you know, passed away after just one season with the Washington Redskins. So just remember that about Vince Lombardi. There was no Cleveland Browns disaster like Bill Belichick had when he first became a head coach in the NFL. But that was standing. You know, Belichick is right now on his own, you know, just on another level right now. And I'm watching that game, and, you know, Pittsburgh had opportunities in the first half. Again, there was two possessions that changed the complexity of that game. Look at the end of the first half, Pittsburgh not getting into the end zone, having to settle for the field goal to go in 17-9 instead of 17-12 or 17-13. They come out, get the ball in the second half, and go 3-and-out. New England gets the ball back, kicks the field goal. Next thing you know, it's 20-9, and that was all she wrote. Even before the touchdown, they made it 27-9. 20-9, that was it to me. I mean, the competitive part of that game was over at that point, in my eyes, the way the game was going. But you're watching that game, and you just, you know, Pittsburgh is a you know, Pittsburgh was a legit Super Bowl team this year. They were, I mean, who knows? Pittsburgh could have won the Super Bowl had they not played New England. So how good a team Pittsburgh was. And New England just absolutely owns them. I mean, they toyed with Pittsburgh. No, this is not Detroit. This is not Houston. These are the six-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers. And it goes beyond just one team having another team's number. I mean, we know the stats. Brady, 22 touchdowns, no picks against Mike, Tom, and coach teams. And I have a couple words to say about that as far as, you know, Pittsburgh and Green Bay moving forward. But again, New England is just better than everybody else. They are. They're Tiger Woods, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, ahead of the curve. So they go to their seventh Super Bowl in 16 years. Brady, Belichick seeking that fifth Super Bowl to break a tie with, you know, with a couple of people in Montana, with Bradshaw, Chuck Noll. On the other side, you had the Atlanta Falcons, who, I guess we could have saw this coming, but quite, you know, got lost in the Aaron Rodgers magic. But Green Bay came into that game against a Falcon team that was playing their best football against a quarterback who should be the MVP and Matt Ryan. And Green Bay came into that game. Let's be honest, Green Bay did not belong in that championship game. They didn't belong there. And I don't say that disparagingly to disparage the Green Bay Packers. I love Green Bay. I mean, I don't root for them outside, you know, when my team's not playing, you know, I'm as big as Aaron Rodgers fans you can be outside of the state of Wisconsin. But just like I don't think Detroit was a playoff team this year, Green Bay was not a conference championship team. The team you saw yesterday was closer to the team that was 4-10, excuse me, that was 4-6, than it was to a team that belonged in a conference championship. And Atlanta exposed that. And a good team, a good to great team, will expose that. And that's what Atlanta did yesterday afternoon against Green Bay. They exposed them for what they truly were this year. And again, anybody criticizing Aaron Rodgers, you need to be drug tested. To me, you know, that performance yesterday by the Packers lets you know just how great Aaron Rodgers is. The fact that he basically single-handedly carried this team to the NFC champion, to a conference championship. Because again, that team had no business, I mean, no business being in a conference championship. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys right now, you got to be kicking yourself. Not from the standpoint of you would have beat the Falcons, because you probably wouldn't have. Even though I will say that the Cowboys would have been a much better matchup considering the offensive line and the fact that they could run the ball and keep Atlanta off the field. I think that would have been a much closer game than what, and they would put up a bigger fight than what Green Bay put up yesterday. But to me, if you're a Cowboy fan, you have to be kicking yourself from the standpoint of, how in the world did you lose that home to Green Bay? I mean, even with Aaron Rodgers, you still had no business losing that game. None to that team with that defense, with no running game. Had no business losing to Green Bay. None. So Super Bowl 51 is set. Atlanta, New England. New England will fly out next Monday. I don't know when Atlanta's leaving as of yet, but I know New England will be flying out next Monday. Of course, this week will be a kind of catch your breath week for the NFL. If you're a fan of the NFL, you can kind of just, you know, look at this matchup as these teams get healthy. Some of the stuff that you're going to hear, of course, Brady possibly as the greatest quarterback ever. You're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot of stuff about Atlanta and how far they've come since Michael Vick. You're going to hear a ton of Michael Vick stuff. That's coming. And Michael Vick is going to get abused. as far as his past goes. And he's done a tremendous job at, you know, at kind of getting himself together. But you're going to hear a bunch of that stuff. I'm telling you right now, you're going to, you know, but the dog fighting and how far they've came, and, you know, when Vic was in jail, Matt Ryan was drafted 2008, that stuff is going to be plastered. Because this week is the kind of the calm before the storm week. This week is the week you don't talk about the game. You don't talk about the X's and O's because you got 2 weeks left. Next week is about, you talk about the matchups. This week is about the nonsense. You know, these stories like Michael Vick or things about players that you could care less about. That'll be what this week could be. That'll be the discussions this week. Too early to talk about the games. Too early to get into the X and the O's of the games. 347-215-6180. Just getting started here on this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. When we return, going too soon, and what's next for the Packers and Steelers. We'll talk about that and much, much more on this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. A couple of things in the world of sports. Been a rough offseason for baseball. First, you had the Jose Fernandez death in the boat accident. Now you lose two players on the same day in separate car accidents in Marte and, of course, Ventura from Kansas City, Giovanni Ventura. Yadino Ventura, 25 years old. Marte was 33. Ventura, of course, was a part of those championship team that from Kansas City back in 2015. Of course, and he also was on the team that lost to the San Francisco Giants a year earlier. Again, 25 years old, had a bright future, could throw, you know, 100 miles an hour, had all the talent in the world. Again, dies in a car accident, age 25, and then in the same, you know, in the Dominican Republic, and in the, you know, again, I don't know, happened on the same day. I don't know, maybe they were within hours of each other, but Andy Marte, lesser known, but still had played in the major leagues at 33, dies also in a car accident. So just a rough, brutal offseason for Major League Baseball, again, losing three players in less than basically about 4 months. I mean, I think when Fernandez happened in September, it was like in August, September. So just, you know, just something that you actually hate to hear. Guys right in the prime of their lives, forget about just prime of their careers, but right in the prime of their lives, having their lives snatched away just like that in one night, two players losing their lives from Major League Baseball. Also, with Wimbledon has a chance to have a big weekend. If you can get a Nadal-Federer matchup and also the Williams sisters matchup in the finals, that is a dream weekend for the Australian Open. Now, the Australian Open, we all know, is kind of like the stepchild of all Grand Slam majors in tennis. Nobody rarely cares about the Australian Open. But this year, you know, no Djokovic, no Murray. Federer comes back better than you ever thought he would come back, considering the layoff he had with the knee injury. Venus Williams is in the semifinals. Serena as well. Again, if you get a matchup of Venus, Serena, Federer versus Nadal, you could not ask for more if you're the Australian Open at this time of year, and especially if you get on a weekend. Now, if you get on a weekend where the Super Bowl is not going to take center stage Friday and Saturday, Super Bowl will take center stage starting Sunday and next Monday. They still have an opportunity, a small opportunity in the sports world to get, 15 seconds of your attention. But again, you have to have Federer or the Williams sisters in the final. So we'll see what happens with that. Quick Redskin note, you have the Washington coming up with signing their coordinators, Matt Cavanaugh as the offensive coordinator, Greg Minuski as the defensive coordinator. If you want to say, well, these guys are not big-time names, it is. I'll tell you one thing about the NFL and about defense coordinators. It is hard to get a coordinator because these guys cannot just walk away from their contracts. It's very difficult to get a coordinator, a top coordinator in the league. Because number one, top coordinators become head coaches. The second part of it is majority of them who don't become head coaches stay with their current organizations. Case in point, Josh McDaniels staying with New England. Wade Phillips, if you're the Redskins, you would love to have Wade Phillips, but listen, St. Louis has better personnel on the defense end than the Washington Redskins. So I cannot blame Wade Phillips for spurning the Redskins for the Rams. And I can't even say he spurned the Redskins. I don't know how serious of a threat the Redskins were to get Wade Phillips, but I can't blame him for choosing the Rams in that defense. So you have that with the NFL, with the Wimbledon, and also, again, the tragedy in baseball, which is something that you hate to hear. Again, two players losing their lives on the same night at ages 33 and 25. 347-215-6180 is your call number. When we return, what does Green Bay and Pittsburgh have to do to get back to the Super Bowl? We'll talk about that and much, much more in this latest edition of the CEO Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. Is your call number, 48 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour on this late night edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. Super Bowl 51 is set, Atlanta, New England, but we'll have plenty of time, and I mean plenty of time, to talk about the victors of the conference championship games. I want to kind of focus on the losers, though, because the losers, these weren't just any two losers. We're talking about in Green Bay and Pittsburgh, two of the most decorated and storied franchises in the history of professional football. As a matter of fact, two of the crown jewels of professional sports in general. And they kind of have similar issues. Look at Green Bay. Green Bay becomes the first team in NFL history to go to six straight postseasons and not make it to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, which is unbelievable when you really think about it, considering how great Aaron Rodgers is. But to be fair about it, Green Bay has had some bad luck in the past four or five playoffs with some of these losses. They've lost some heartbreaking games. Prior to yesterday, they had about four straight games where they had lost in overtime or on the last play by a field goal. They had some close losses prior to what happened yesterday. Yesterday, of course, they just completely ran out of gas and ran to a Atlanta juggernaut who, possibly could win the Super Bowl. If you're Green Bay, to me, one, you have to get rid of Dom Capers. Like that, his time is up as far as being a defensive coordinator for that team. It's time to go in a different direction. Somebody with a different vision who can who can get more out of that defense. The second thing, if I'm Green Bay, is they have to open the cash register. Green Bay will have about Green Bay will have about $36 million in cap space. I understand both Pittsburgh and Green Bay are teams that believe in the draft, believe in player development, not big on free agency. But when you have your core of players set, they have both teams, in Green Bay in particular, have an established culture. Head coach, superstar quarterback, some veterans who have been there for a while, Clay Matthews, guys of that ilk. You can bring in some free agents who will fall in line with your winning culture. This is a Super Bowl team that has, been to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, been to a couple of NFC championships. They have to spend some money to put them over the top. You might have, again, we said this countless times, you might have the most gifted quarterback in the history of the sport. You cannot waste that guy's prime years with this team, with this defense. Offensively, I think they're fine. The offensive line is one of the best in the league. The running game will not be hard to fix. They need to make a decision on Eddie Lacy moving forward. I would give him one more year to see if he's going to be a running back for long term. But as an organization, they got to go out there and spend money. I mean, they can't, player development sounds great, but you have to go out there and add free agents who can put you over the top. They need about a good two or three who may be able to put them over the top. Pittsburgh has bigger issues because Roethlisberger is older than Rodgers by 3 or 4 years, and Roethlisberger seemingly could be on the decline. If you're Pittsburgh, everything you do moving forward has to be about beating the New England Patriots. I mean, you think about it, New England, Belichick, Brady have been kicking Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers' ass for 10 years now. And at a certain point, it's like I watch the same game with these two teams over and over and over again. Pittsburgh comes out with a zone defense, New England spreads them out, Brady goes crazy, and New England wins handily, especially at Gillette Stadium. They destroy them at Gillette Stadium. So to me, if I'm not aware, and again, I'm not even putting this on Tomlin as much as I am putting it on their general manager and their front office. Tomlin is playing the kind of defense that his players that he has with in terms of his personnel that gets him to giving them the best chance to win with the personnel that he has. Everybody knows New England struggle over the years when they've rarely struggled. It's been against man coverage. You jam their receivers, get physical with them, or you have a stud defensive line that can get pressure on Brady. Teams that sit back and allow Brady to pick them apart, they end up on the wrong side of a loss. So it's time for Pittsburgh to go out there and just rethink their defensive philosophy. Because, again, New England is not going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, we're talking about a team that has been in the conference championship 6 straight years. Okay? 6 straight years. So, again, Pittsburgh, like Green Bay, has some cap space. They have some cap space. Pittsburgh has $42 million under the salary cap. And like Green Bay, they are not big on spending money to get free agents. So if you're Pittsburgh, You go out there, you first of all, you rethink your defensive philosophy. So that, you know, that's a conversation with Tomlin, the general manager, their football people, and everything you do should be geared towards beating the Patriots. Remember, if you're Pittsburgh, you're only competing against one team, to be honest with you. All these other teams, I mean, your division is weak. The rest of the AFC, these other teams, whether it's Kansas City, outside of Denver doesn't have a quarterback. Houston doesn't have a quarterback. All these other teams don't even know how, have not learned how to win. The Raiders still don't know how to win. They're coming up, but they don't know how to win yet. So you're only right now, you're only competing with one team right now. You know, Green Bay has a, you know, Green Bay is competing with at least four or five teams in the NFC. NFC is much tougher, top to bottom, than the AFC. It's not even close. So again, it's gonna be two interesting off seasons for these storied franchises, who frankly were embarrassed yesterday by Atlanta and by New England. And again, to me, the sense of Pittsburgh, I feel much better going into 2017. About Green Bay than I do Pittsburgh. Green Bay can fix that defense. They'll get Sam Shields back. Rodgers is still in his prime. Pittsburgh, again, I'd be concerned about them moving forward because they just don't get it with New England. They just, like, it's kind of, I don't know if it's stubbornness. I don't know if they believe that New England, or they wait for New England to fall off. But again, to me, if I have a team that's owned another team like New England's owns Pittsburgh, you would think that there would be some philosophical changes made on the defensive side of the ball. You would think. Atlanta, New England, Super Bowl 51. We'll talk. We'll get into that game probably next week. We'll do a podcast, do a couple of podcasts, see if we can get Mr. Sapp, get his opinion on his thoughts on this game. Again, you're going to hear a lot of stuff about Michael Vick. You're going to hear a lot of stuff about Joe Montana, Tom Brady comparisons. That's coming. Brady is the greatest of all time. You're going to hear a lot of that. NFL, of course, will have their award ceremony next week before the Super Bowl. You're gonna have a lot of Roger Goodell, Tom Brady, a lot of that stuff. Deflate Gate. That story hasn't died yet. You had the New England fans yesterday chant Roger Goodell's name. So that, you know, there are plenty of storylines going into this Super Bowl. The two best teams in football. This year there was no hot team. There was no hot team that was going to get that was going to play its way into the Super Bowl. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, both teams came in with long streaks. You had two, but New England and Atlanta were clearly the two best teams in football and are playing like it. Have the quarterbacks, both quarterbacks playing at a high level. Matt Ryan will probably be MVP. Tom Brady, again, chance to be the greatest of all time. There'll be no debate. If Brady wins the Super Bowl, when it's fifth Super Bowl, there will be no debate about who the greatest of all time is. That he'll destroy that argument. There'll be no debate. Right now it's Joe Montana, but again, a fifth Super Bowl, a fourth Super Bowl MVP will end all discussions about greatest of all time without question. So I will see you next time on the next edition of the Joe Quinn Sports Podcast. As always, catch the replay at www.blogtalkradio.com/SurrealQuinn. You can also go to itunes.apple.com to review the program. You know, we prefer five stars, but four. Do comments, questions. We'll have another program. We'll do another program next early next week. We'll do a couple next week. We might do one during the weekend, so stay tuned to Facebook. My handles to see updates on that. Have a great, great Tuesday. I will see you next time. So long.